So, this big, gray, 9 foot tall skinned monster man just bursts through a wall.
Did you say gray?
Yeah, he's gray skinned.
He's gray. Okay.
His name might have been gray at one point. You don't know. You want to try
Describe his anatomy for us.
Yeah, can we befriend him?
He's wearing pants. You don't know what his anatomy is. But
presumably they're not covering his entire body.
He's great. I mean, he's clearly got an 8-pack.
All right.
Are they gray sweatpants? Anyway, moving on to the...
Bulgernoble.
Well, no, they are leather pants, though.
No, Rami is glistening. I don't need to
distract
him. Don't get distracted, don't get distracted, don't get distracted.
No, he's barreling through the wall. We pull out our weapons.
Yeah, right, so, we shoot.
Question about the situation.
Yes.
Is Vasquez continually firing on a sea of zombies right now?
Yeah, she's got a lot left to do.
So cool.
He has a very small penis.
We can
that
all
is,
tell.
That wasn't, Gray does not ride a motorcycle like that.
No. Anyway, what were you saying?
Vasquez.
Gray hops rooftop to rooftop.
Yeah.
That's BDE.
So Vasquez is firing upon a sea of zombies, making sure.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, she probably would have heard the commotion of what just happened, but it's going to take her a little bit to see how to go through these.
She's
got to make sure they don't get on the ship. So, yeah. But I don't know when she'll join
It's fray. A good goal for her. I want her to keep doing that.
Yes.
So we're going to do...
She and Rami are defending, yeah.
We're going to do how I've been doing combat basically this entire time, where it's just going to be you guys will go, then it's going to go, but it's because it is a little more lopsided, it's going to go twice. So we'll just do you two first, then it, then you two, then it. Round and round we go. So
let's do it.
Astrid, what would you like to do?
I want to open fire.
Okay. Are you going to use your auto fire again?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I can give you 2 more damage, I believe, to the damage roll. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Pretty sure that's what that does.
And it's Dex plus...
Dex plus gun combat.
8.
That'll hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
11.
Okay. You can tell that it definitely shrugged off some of that damage.
Okay.
But it did cut into it a little bit, so...
Okay. It has armor.
I was like...
It's a leather pants.
That's some thick skin.
Yes. All right, Kaelin.
I do the same thing. I open fire.
Okay.
And I roll the 12.
Okay, that hits.
And my damage is 15.
Jeez.
Good lord.
They have a modified gun.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you definitely hit it a little bit harder than Astrid did. But it's still shrugged off like a good... Like it's still going. Like, it's not like they're your gorilla dragons and zombies. Like, this thing clearly has some endurance to it.
Okay.
But you do cut into it real nice.
Cool.
Wait, cut? You used your cutlass?
No. I used my modified auto pistol.
Gotcha.
Cut being the term of...
Sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, right, like, so you got really close to it.
It's going to go for... Well, it's going to go to the guy that did the most damage, so... Kaelin, you are your first time getting attacked.
I'm like, come on.
He has the lowest endurance.
That's
right
here. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, and it got you.
What's your endurance?
6.
Ooh.
Come on.
Well, you might be regretting that a little, but, oh, wait, no, I read that wrong. Never mind. It's still gonna hurt, though. It runs up to you, and it just... punches you right square in the chest. It will deal unarmed the damage before your armor takes care of anything. It will deal 11 points of damage to you.
All right, I'm down to 3 endurance.
Okay.
Jeez.
So does that mean
it only gets the 1 attack?
Does the modifier change with that too?
It would.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is for 3.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So anyway, it attacked you. So while you're doing that. Squid.
Are there any computer terminals nearby?
Yeah.
Before I attempt this, do stations like this typically have security, specifically automated security?
They would.
I would like to try to hack the automated security system.
Okay, so to do so, that will be computer, and we're going to do intelligence because it's the heat of the moment.
Sure.
That difficulty is going to be 12.
Sure.
So.
Give it a shot.
Wow, 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 wow. But for
enough.
Style.
Not enough.
I'll relay to the group. I think if
you have another, you can do it again next turn. You're not locked out. I will say with an 11, it does not lock you out. So
I'll let the group know. If you give me cover for me for a bit, I might be able to get into the security system and have get us some backup.
All right.
We got you.
Rami. Or not Rami. Pass.
Rami shows up.
Glistening.
I sort of want to build on what I did earlier for Astrid, and so can I sort of clock this gray person hybrid thing and see if there's a weakness?
Yes. Go ahead and make this. So this will, it's going to be your whole action basically to do this. Go ahead and make an intelligence biology roll.
I do have genetics too, if that's any better.
Not for this part, okay. Yeah.
This is biology is my best one. So intelligence and biology would be 4. It's 12.
Okay. You can see that around basically where its heart would be, there's kind of a big scar there. I think that there might have been something done to that area that could potentially be its...
Yeah, so basically on my turn, I'm scooting back. I'm trying to see if there's any crates to hide behind or anything to sort of cower near. And I'll call out to our more intrepid crewmates of just say, it looks like there's scar tissue near the heart. Aim for that.
Got it.
All right. Well, it's its turn. And since no one was able to damage it, Kaelin, it is still on you. Oh, but he whiffed that. Doesn't hit you. You're fine.
Okay. Did I dodge it? Did I dodge the punch?
Yeah, we'll say that for fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, you just like, whoo.
A Captain Kirk dodge.
Yes.
Astrid, you're up.
I'm going to shoot him again, but aim for the...
So that'll bump it up from 8 to 10 for the difficulty for a called shot. So. Okay.
Shot to the heart.
And let's see if you're to blame.
Maybe you'll do more damage if you hit.
5.
Mm. You don't hit. Mm. All right, okay. Kaelin, this big fucker's right up in your face. What would you like to do?
Oh.
I got my cutlass. I try to stab it in the heart.
Nice.
Go for it. Melee blade strength. And it's going to be bumped up to 10 as well for the targeted attack. So.
Melee blade.
Got a 5.
Man, 2 5s in a row. All right. Nope. Man, I got one good swing on you, and then that was all I got. So it missed another hit on you.
All right. Oh, my God.
All right. Squid.
All right. I'm going to try this one more time. Hopefully only one more time.
Still 12.
Still 12. That's a 12 on the die before, or 11 on the die, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. So that is enough to do it. So you're in. That's your entire turn.
Sure,
so
understand.
Now
that's kind of
be parsing through the rest of it. So,
leaning over my upturned crate, I found I'm going to shoot it with my snub pistol. I'm going to aim for the heart, though. I know this is hard for me.
But... it's facing away from you, so.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just hit him with a back shot. I'll just try to smack it because I can't aim for that. So, 6.
Not a hit.
Because that's plus dexterity too.
Dex plus gun combat. Yeah.
6.
All right. I'm really sorry, Richard.
No, it's okay.
No one else is hitting him yet. God, it whiffed that one, too. Okay. Astrid.
I'm going to try to shoot it again in the heart.
Okay.
Got to hit it at some point. 5.
Nope.
Jeez. Again, 5.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't the called shot, it still wouldn't have hit, so... Kaelin, see if you can stab him.
I'm gonna do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Just a normal one?
Cutlass.
Well, like, are you
aiming?
Are you aiming?
Oh, at the heart?
Yeah.
7.
So that wouldn't hit anyway. No.
All right. That's going
to swing. Were you going to wait until you rolled to call this?
No.
Oh.
I did it last time.
Hit you that time.
Mm. All right.
But it only did 4 damage.
Oh.
Which the armor blocks? Which my the armor
flak and Diplo.
Yeah. So, yeah. No damage to you on that hit, fortunately. Whew. All right. So you're going to parse through. This time, you're going to make another computer's intelligence check.
Okay.
You don't get your hacking bonus system because you've already hacked. This is to basically, this is how quickly you're going to figure out where the program is to do this.
Slowly. 5.
Yeah, you got some going to do. You've never seen a Unix system before.
Why is everything so old around here?
All right, seeing him continually sort of try to batter the captain, I'm just going to, again, take a pot shot at its back to sort of get it off of him.
Yeah.
No, 7. So close.
Well... Since you guys have been missing so much, I'm going to allow this. You can
cannon.
We can make this a hit, but your gun will be jammed, and you'll have to spend your next turn clearing it.
I think I'd still want to get him off of Richard, so, or off of Kaelin. So yes, I'm going to shoot and jam the gun. I'm just like, I'm forcing it.
Yep.
10, 7 damage.
Okay. Yeah, it's a new source of damage, and it wasn't as much, but it's enough time has passed that it's no longer as infuriated, and so it does turn.
I'm behind a crate.
Yep. So it, let's see if it spots you. It does, but it spends its turn kind of being almost overly dramatic, and it just kind of smashes the crate off to the side. But it does not attack you.
No.
Is this thing you like exhibiting intelligence?
Yeah.
It's definitely a person they've modified.
Yeah.
All right, Astrid, you're up. You'll need to maneuver yourself if you want to try to shoot for the heart.
Okay.
Because it's facing me now.
Okay.
And you have been expending your bullets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just shoot it?
Yeah, you can shoot it. Without aiming?
Okay. Maybe. That will help me.
This is when you're like a 12 or something.
Yeah. Nope. 5.
Wow.
Literally.
That's so many
5.
Fives.
That's a lot of 5s in a row.
Single digits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kaelin, you're up. It is moved away from you, so you're back into shooting range. And it is intimidating Aster, I'm sure, very successfully right now.
And Vasquez is still firing at zombies.
As far as you can tell, you'd have to physically disengage. You'd have to go over to the window and look, but that would essentially be most of your turn.
Oh, that we're indoors, they're outdoors.
Yeah.
Shit. Do I see any way to easily get outside?
I mean, yeah, there's the door you guys came in from. It would take your, you'd have to, it'd take your entire turn to move, get up to the door.
Fuck it. I'm gonna fire at it.
Okay. Go ahead and shoost it.
Sure. I'm like, what's wrong? You bored of me already? As I fire a 9.
Beautiful. Yeah, nice. That hits. Since you can't target the heart because it's facing away from you now. Damage.
11.
Okay. I mean, it still hits it.
Nice round.
All right. Now it's torn. It is torn between the two of you. Because you're the only two that have heard it so far. So let's just... Odds it's you, evens it's you.
50-50.
It's an even. So that's you, right?
Yep.
I don't know why I immediately forget those every time I do it.
You're 2 for 2 right
like,
now.
Like, immediately I forget who I assigned to what. That's why I like flipping coins. I remember that for some reason. So yeah, it's going to run back over to you, and that is a hit. And it is 6 damage.
Okay. Good.
Cool. All right. I mean, you feel it. Like, you're definitely going to want like an entire bottle of scotch when this is all done with to numb the pain. But
scotch and water.
Yes.
That's my drink. That's my drink.
Scotch and water. All right.
Learn something.
Go ahead and make that intelligence computer roll, please.
Better. 10.
All right, you find the program and you're able to activate it, and you see just one kind of minigun looking turret comes down from the ceiling, and that is your turn. Sure. Next turn, you'll be able to initiate the program to have it start shooting.
Perfect.
Aster?
So I was trying to count too, because I'd forgotten to count my ammo from when we killed two gorilla Komodo dragons.
Yes.
So I shot twice.
Yeah, I've killed three.
But we only did one of them, and then there was another.
That's
one.
True.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So I shot twice more. So I only have one bullet left in my magazine.
And then you'll have to reload. Oh, right. Well, it's jammed. You have to spend this turn.
I know. I was just also making sure I caught up to that, because I thought I had three and I have one. So, but yes, I need to spend this turn on jamming.
And I'll let you just, you know.
And then
I
also want, can I back up like 15 more feet?
Yeah, you just can back up a little bit.
If he's going to bounce between the two of us, I'm at least going to make it harder.
Makes sense.
So when that...
I was going to say, just when I see the turret come down, I just yell, Squid, tell me that's you.
It is. Give me just a little more. I'm almost done.
It looks at that turret, and you see something quite terrifying happen here, because it recognizes what this is. It jumps in the air and attempts to try and punch it.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Thank God. I was going
to
be...
It was a lot of work for it to just undo.
But that is its turn. So, Astrid, we are back to you, and you can try to shoot for the heart again if you want, or you can just do a body shot.
I'm going to do a body shot, and let's see if I can roll a 5 again.
You're not salty about your 5s.
This is the goal. No. 10.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, but you could have.
That's 5 times 2.
And
it's 2 more 5s.
You know, just because you've been a good sport about your incessant rolls of 5, heart. I will let it be the heart shot.
Great.
Oh my God. Wow.
So go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. And that's plus the modifier, the strength?
Your dex mod? No, you don't get a dex mod for gunshots. Okay.
10.
10. Your auto rifle, I think your auto rifle is 3d6. Is it only 2d6?
It should be 3.
It should be 3.
It's been 3d6 this whole time.
Yeah, yes. So roll another d6.
4, so 14.
Okay. That's another great chunk taken out of that. And then I want you to roll 2 more d6 as well for more damage.
7.
Okay, so that is 21 points of damage altogether.
Wow. Man, where have you been?
And...
Not rolling the third d6. That's what's...
That actually seemed to really hurt it.
Oh.
Okay.
So.
So a shot at the heart, that's did.
It was to blame. Something. It was to blame.
It's hard to hit, but it's worth it if you can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. Caitlin, you're up.
You feeling all right over there? Can I shoot my gun again?
Okay. Yeah.
Another 9.
All right. Nice. Roll your damage.
10.
Because it was a body shot, it doesn't shrug it off as well. But I mean, the shot that Aster just did really fucked him up. So
that did.
Okay. So it's going to attack you, Astrid, because you shot it in the heart.
Yeah. Well.
And it is absolutely blaming you, because I'm gonna run that joke fucking dry.
So it saw me do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, try me, because I've got lots of coats on.
Well, it hit you.
Sorry.
Okay. Was it more than 16?
Well, the hit doesn't need to be 16. Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. It's the damage reduction is 16.
Okay, gotcha.
Which will probably cover it.
Does 18 points of damage.
Hey!
So do I only take 2?
You take 2.
Okay.
Yeah, if you took all that, you would be dead.
Yeah.
That armor. And it comes from your endurance first, so. But it punched you.
Okay.
So everyone except Squid has gotten a little taste of the spoiler, so to speak. All right. So, because of what this is, you're going to make another computer intelligence roll.
Okay.
This is going to be your attack, essentially, using the program.
Makes sense.
That's pretty sick.
7.
Hmm. Program is war revving up. You can hear the barrel rotating. It wasn't enough to make a hit. It hasn't fired yet, though, because it's just you're not shooting a gun physically.
Almost there.
All right, this is my last bullet. So then I'm going to make a run for the ship. after this. I'm going to try to, and just to check on Rami. And
right.
So I'm going to shoot.
Figure out what it is that he's got rub all over
emptying my
his
pistol.
Body.
Ooh, that's better. Nice. 11 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 points of damage.
Okay. Wow.
But that is now, my pistol is empty.
So yeah. You have another mag. You can reload it while you're running if you want to.
Okay, I'll go ahead and reload it, but I'm running toward the ship.
Right, like they're even running away, just like...
Yeah.
Like that.
Cool.
Video game
ammo. Well, as you open the door...
How many?
Oh, fuck. What?
To get there.
To let the repulsor in. Oh.
Well, no. The repulsor lift, it navigated its own way to the ship, because that's what Squid told it to do, so it figured its way out. It's actually just sitting there.
It went outside.
Oh!
Yeah. Well, it's a repulsor, because it probably just lifted itself up over the airport.
I was gonna say, can the drones see that and be like, "Let me help out"?
They're inside.
When you open the door,
yeah, to the airlock.
Yeah. Because the ship's on the ground. It's kind of like you think like a New Hope, like when the Millennium Falcon's in the thing, and then you have to like physically go. There's no airlock connecting you to it.
Mm-hmm. But this is to the courtyard. Okay.
When you open the door, Vasquez is there.
All right.
Damn it. Vasquez. Vasquez.
So, and since you are removing yourself from the combat, Paul, mm-hmm. sure. I would like for you to make Vasquez's attack roll.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Does she have her giant beauty?
Yeah, she got the big gun with her. I got to roll up. I got to find her.
Oh, you're going to roll as Vasquez?
Yeah.
Fun.
So okay. You are going to make a dex heavy weapons roll. So your roll is going to have a +3 to it.
+3. Okay. That is 10.
Okay, that hits. And for damage, you are going to roll 3d6.
No penalties.
No penalties.
That is 14 damage.
Okay, yes. And there's also an extra 4 added to that because the auto fire is going, so it's
18
damage.
Wow.
That wasn't targeted hit because you didn't know about that, but this thing is starting to slow down.
Starting to.
Well, your shot definitely like was slowing it down, and now you can definitely tell it's getting more sluggish. It doesn't have that much fight left in it, but because a new target has entered the fray.
Yes, and I'm just going to run past her and try to get to Rami.
So it is going to take a swing at Vasquez now. I dropped a die. I don't care. I have more.
It's lost at the floor.
He walloped her.
Oh.
Doesn't hurt her though, because she's got all her armor on. So,
nice.
So yeah, I mean she tanks the hit pretty much immediate, very very well. But that's its turn. So Astrid, you're up.
Okay, I've got some newfound confidence, so I'm going to aim for the heart again.
Go for it.
10.
Yes.
That hits.
Okay, and 3d6.
So 3d6.
Six, 7.
Okay, and then roll 2 more because you hit the heart.
7.
7 more. Okay. It falls to its knees, but it's not dead.
Okay.
But it's hurt.
You think he ain't happy? So.
Nope.
Kaelin, you're up.
Does he have hair?
No, he's bald.
Damn it.
What?
What are you going to do?
I was going to executioner style with my cutlass.
We could grab his skin.
You could basketball grip his scalp.
Grip his scalp.
Well, I just try to do a massive chop on his head.
Okay.
Because he's on his knees.
Yes, just strength melee.
8.
That's enough to hit, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
9.
Okay. And it's not happy about that, but it's still up, but it's on its last legs, so it's going to weakly and kind of slowly try and take a swing at you, and it rolled a -1.
Oh no.
So you're okay, Squid. Let's see if you can do the dramatic finish.
Oh, that's pretty good. 12.
Okay, that damage goes off. You're gonna roll 4d6.
Mm, 14.
Okay. Yeah, the bullet just shred into this thing, and it finally, yeah, and it just kind of sits there, and it just kind of wobbles for a bit, and then it just kind of flops back.
Oh. Is he gone?
Yeah, he did.
He's gone.
Whew. Oh, boy.
Man. What was that thing?
Good question. Prof, got any ideas?
I'm on the ship with Rami.
Oh, that's right. Vasquez, got any ideas?
Well, Rami's still on top of the ship. He's still taking pot shots at zombies.
Oh, there's still zombies, dummy?
I feel like you hear over the loudspeaker, Rami Gutierrez, get inside this ship right this instant. Amazing. You are not the hero of this story.
So, but, yeah, I mean, you get the combat has ended, but you do see, now that the combat has subsided, that there are some zombies starting to kind of come through the hole.
All right, let's get back to the ship.
Yeah.
Close it up.
Great fight, gang. We'll party later. We'll celebrate later. Do we want to leave that body?
I don't think we can carry it.
Aster's going to want like a blood sample or something.
Yeah. Can we take a blood sample?
Yeah, why not?
Cool.
One of you conveniently has a syringe on you.
Because William wanted it last time.
So yeah, you are able to... you collect the sample, get back in the ship. The maneuver drive is fixed. The jump drive, you have your replacement parts. And then in your cargo bay on that repulsor thing is another jump drive. You're going to need to be somewhere. You're going to need somewhere with specialized equipment to swap it out, of course. But you'll at least be able to get into space.
Yes.
And
it's never come back.
Well, yeah,
maybe. Astrid, make a pilot dexterity roll, please.
Sure. That's just a flat roll. 7?
You get the ship in the air.
Barely?
Zombies falling off of the
ground. Hanging up the side.
Yeah, yeah, you're able to shake them off, no problem. And then you're into space. And then you see your good friend, the 9-foot-tall Claude Man, is managed to make it to the airport. But you guys are already in the air, so it roars at you in defiance.
Flip it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're in space.
Turns to see all of us at the window.
So yeah, you're back in space. Go ahead, make a mechanic and education roll for me, please, Squid.
Mechanic? I don't have that.
I have that.
Oh, I have that too.
You make the mechanic and intelligence roll.
Mechanic, intelligence,
or education, whichever one's
better. I'm good with the keyboard, but once you put a wrench in front of me,
7.
Okay, you fix you put the spare parts into the jump drive, so it's fixed now.
Okay.
The engineering is using it, and mechanic is fixing it. Yep. So
I do know that there's an expert pack skill package that has mechanic in it. So at some point, I'll pick that up, and I can help.
I would say as each of the people are going about their duties, they all get a turn of Aster, sort of mother henning around them, scanning, being like checking the wounds.
Before you get a chance to do that,
okay,
your sensors go off. And there is another ship approaching you.
Is it the same?
This? All right.
No.
I open a channel. Don't say anything. I want to see if they hail us.
It's a friendlier ship.
Is it my boyfriend?
Either him or the space, please.
Or space, please, yeah.
Could be space, please.
No, it's Raoul.
Yeah.
He knew I was in trouble.
And yeah, he does hail you. And the first thing he says is, what the hell's going on, Astrid?
We ran into some trouble, but we figured it out, and we killed lots of zombies and a few monsters. We're okay.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot to unpack. Listen, so the thing is, like, I was coming out this way because... like, I was already over here. I wasn't just where my plot is going. So I'm going back to the Skyhammer. My plot happened to go this way. And I saw the combat from before with that free trader.
Oh. So you've been following us since then?
It's the same day.
Oh. You've been following us for the past hour?
He just got here. He was just able to get here because he was at the planet. Fueling up or whatever and getting supplies and everything.
Gotcha.
And then he picked
it
up.
Just happened to find us and head this way.
Yeah. And he just happened to come this way finally. It's like,
gotcha.
Like, your ship looks like it's all right. Do you guys need any extra assistance or anything?
Gang?
Because I can take you guys to the Sky Hammer.
You couldn't have come at a better time. Yes, we would love some help in our transportation.
Okay.
You guys have a mechanism on the Sky Hammer for attaching a new jump drive?
Oh, don't you worry. So I'm going to give you guys a little hand, though, because it's a little bit further away than you're used to, and you see some stuff kind of fly off of the Jesse Christine. These are the Thunder Halls.
Thunderhalls.
Love it.
They're gonna give you a little bit of a boost in jump drive so you can keep up with me.
Cool.
They're gonna burn out pretty much right away though, so don't get attached to them, even though they're about to be attached to you. And he sends you an astrogation course, and it's a little off the track that Michael gave you, and then also what this other guy, this other cop gave you, but it's. You'll be able to correct it, no problem, especially with the jump 2 driver you're probably going to be getting installed. So now you guys are in jump space for the week. Now you're still in separate planes of reality, so you guys can't communicate to each other.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you want to transfer ships, that's fine for the jump.
That's a big step.
No, see, I'm like...
That's a big step.
No, just spend
I'm like
week
nervous about the crush, and it's like a middle school crush where we don't talk.
Right. You guys are in jump space for the week, so you guys are going to heal up.
Yes, I'll fuss over everyone.
Do we do another training?
Yeah, another training week.
How many weeks? For those?
Yeah, eight. How many weeks?
Okay.
Okay, 4 weeks in.
It's 8 weeks times the point of the skill you're going into. So 0 and 1 is 8 weeks for each of those, and then 2 would be 16, 24, 32, so on and so forth. So,
question.
Yes.
Can we ever raise one of our like core abilities?
No. Not you can spend money to get modifications done to yourself to do that though.
Gotcha.
And get big fun, you know, combat arms and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But we're not doing augments, right?
We're not doing
body modifications.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Augmentations are fine. It's the weird like turning yourself into fish people was the thing I didn't want to have happen. Because that just creeps me out.
Dang.
I feel like you'd see us later that evening, all sort of dragged ourselves to the table. Does AI Fieri have anything special for us this evening?
No, he does have some food for you.
Because we have fucking earned it.
Yes, we have.
And as a matter of fact, when you tell him all that, he... he's got something for us here. I got to pull it up real quick. So, doodly doodly doo.
And you notice that Rami is a little bit... you know, like when a dog knows they've been punished and their ears are down a little bit?
Yeah, he seems
like
a little...
I feel like he's a little subjugated of maybe there was a strong talking to that happened.
But it's also like the end of the Avengers movie where it's like we're all eating this delicious dinner, but it's also like we were faced with a sea of death.
Unimaginable.
You're
horrors.
All eating shawarma.
PST dinner.
Yeah, it totally is. Like, we saw monsters for
crying out loud. Well, and all those zombies were people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Right.
All of the modified things were potentially people,
also
too.
People. And so, like, biotech.
Speaking of which.
Evil.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ooh.
We got a sample of the gray guy's
I'm sure we put it in the lab, yes.
All right. So he is actually giving you guys a 3-course dinner to speak of this time. Well, it's a 2-course dinner. I guess it's 3. So he's going to start you guys off with your choice of an heirloom tomato salad, lobster mashed potatoes, or truffle mac and cheese.
Truffle
mac and cheese.
What'd you pick?
Lobster mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Lobster mashed potatoes over here too, please.
Absolutely drooling right now.
Oh, can I have all of it?
I mean, we could probably have all of it.
I want all of it.
It'll be smaller portions for each, but yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's good.
You can do a flight.
A tasting menu.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or is it family style? We're at the big table.
Ooh, we're a family.
He doesn't do that.
Of course not. Of course
not.
He doesn't do that.
It's not that kind of dining establishment.
Oh.
And then...
Why is that so funny to me?
Well, I take it back. That was your sides. Here's your actual starters.
Oh, okay.
So the starter is foie gras with truffle essence.
Oh, jeez.
Lord.
Jeez. Did you tell the chatbot to, like, make luxury?
Yes.
Okay, I'm like, foie gras.
Oysters Rockefeller.
Oh, wow.
Or lobster bisque with caviar.
Is it bad to double up on lobster? Because it sounds good,
too. No. I think that's fine.
Then we have, I'm going to butcher how to say this. I'm going to say Béarnaise sauce. That's easy. Mm. A Chateaubriand with Béarnaise sauce, a tender center-cut beef tenderloin, and also a pan-seared Chilean sea bass.
Ooh.
And a vegetarian gourmet plate.
That's a vegetarian gourmet plate.
It's like a total combination of...
It's lettuce.
Oh, he's gonna
tell lettuce. It's
it has things.
Sorry.
It's a combination of roasted butternut squash, truffle-infused wild mushroom risotto, and grilled asparagus.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
And then your dessert choices are a molten chocolate souffle, a tiramisu trio, which is classic berry-infused, and a coffee liqueur twist.
Definitely that one.
And a lavish cheesecake sampler.
Oh no,
the tiramisu trio.
Tiramisu for sure.
All right, so you guys have your food, and yeah, it's a nice fancy dinner, and yeah, you guys are this one you actually are traumatized from.
Yeah. this one you actually are traumatized from.
No, there was touch and go, a couple points there.
Oh.
But yeah, that's your guys' super fancy, I survived a zombie apocalypse dinner. AI Fieri is a bit more somber for your situation this time.
Before we left, could we have launched a buoy?
Sure.
That would have sort of, any ship approaching who tried to hail like the captain did would hear a recorded message of, do not land on this station, it is infested.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very smart.
That's so kind. Do we want it?
So there was what was the name of the planet that we went to in this system?
Zephyrinia?
Zephyrinia?
Zephyrinia or something like that.
Do we want to let them know?
You probably should.
We should probably let them know.
Maybe we left them a message too.
Put it out on the
I'll send a communication to tell them we're not sticking around, but somebody should go to that planet because this is fucked up.
And maybe this zombies. Was a lot going on during this week, but since I think another week or two have passed, do we have more files that have been decrypted?
Good question.
You've had a couple more. You can tell that it's the boring stuff though.
We're working through some of that.
Yeah, it's just, crew names and stuff like that. Carrie's not one of them. on this thing.
Could have been decades ago, actually.
It's true. Can I try to hack that phone?
Sure. It's not connected to anything right now, but yeah, go ahead and just make a computer educational.
Twelve.
You're able to hack into it. Money-wise, not too much from this guy.
Yeah. That's fair.
So.
Did he happen to be a biotech employee?
No.
Dang. Let's hope I get lucky.
Nope, not this time.
Is there any TikTok?
He's got a lot of saved TikTok reels, though. Okay. It's absurd.
This guy spent all his time doing this.
So, yeah, your week goes by pretty uneventfully, fortunately. No zombies managed to sneak their way onto your ship this time, so still a zombie-free vessel.
Actually, a real
and in the lab, I'm writing my list of samples I've got.
Yes, you got a blood sample. You've got this dead fly creature in the ship. I'm sure it's in the cryo berth to keep it from decaying.
I named it Andy.
I kind of hover around Aster and bug him about what's going on. Like, ooh, what's that? What's that?
I have strategically made the float table sort of stay between us, and so the tools sort of keep getting in your way.
I'm like, ooh, when are you going to look at the bug?
When I get time. Right now I'm working through my other things.
But the bug, it's right there. Wasn't that weird? That bug was weird.
Sample, right? I did. Yes.
Okay, cool.
What was the name of that moon we were on?
I didn't give it one.
Moon Colony.
Moon Colony.
Zombie Moon. Zombie Origins.
Moon. And then the planet was Zephyrinia.
Yes. Yeah. No, I've got the succulents actually in the bioreaction chamber growing.
Nice.
They're growing in there. I'm working on my hydroponics. That's what I'm working on these weeks.
Excellent.
But then the bug is in the cryo berth, and the blood sample I'm just keeping stoppered up because that I do not want contaminating anything else.
I come and check in on the bug every so often throughout the week. See how it's doing. If it's still dead. It is.
Anyone else need anything to do in the week of being in here?
I asked Vasquez what she thinks of Raul.
I mean, it's my first conversation with him. I don't know anything about him yet.
Yeah, what did you think? I mean, do you think he's nice?
He sounded nice. He sounded friendly.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you like him?
I don't know. Do you like him?
No, I don't have an opinion about him.
I know, me either. I was just wondering.
You sure about that?
You sure about that?
Anyway, do you want to go look at the bug in Esther's lab?
As you come to the lab door, you notice it's locked today.
Oh, he's probably busy.
You see me bustling about in there with my back turned to you.
For I a knock
weirdly
on it.
Long amount of time.
I knock on the door, Aster.
All right. So.
Okay, Alex is like, okay, set.
Your week in jump space has come to an end.
Are we up to 5 weeks?
Can I get
now?
my little friend, digital friend, up and running?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Sweet.
What's his name?
If you say Astro.
No Jetsons references.
I'm going to go with Fry.
Okay. Works for me. So finally, your week in jump space comes to a close.
Is that 5 weeks of training?
4.
Yeah, it should be 4.
I thought we just finished 4.
Okay. Oh, okay.
4. I'll listen back to it later. Okay. I'll figure it out. So you guys come out of jump space, and the one thing you did notice, though, is that the coordinates weren't in a system. It was just kind of an open space for the most part. But you see before you, and Kaylin, you kind of salivate a little bit at this. So before I get into any two descriptors, I would like to everyone, what did you all think the Skyhammer was? As far as like ship and things like that. Like what like kind of ship did you think it was?
Big freighter, but like tricked out like a battleship.
Yeah. I imagine more like a battleship.
Okay.
But like slow.
So, yeah, if we were like in a Razor Crest, I imagined it as like a Star Destroyer.
Apt analogy.
The scale of Star Destroyer is what I was
thinking. So your ship is a 300-ton vessel. Mm-hmm. That is the size of your ship. The Jessie Christine is 100 tons. The SS Kilroy from the Space Police is about 400 tons. The Skyhammer is a 300,000-ton ship.
Jeez.
Yes.
So it's like a mall.
1,000 times our size.
I need a toy model of the square.
The beginning of Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, you see it. It's basically a floating city. It's a city in space, essentially. And Raoul sends a coordinate off for you guys to dock at a spot. It is conveniently next to where he is going.
This is where your band lives?
Is this your house?
It's the base of operations. So yeah, you guys get off there. I mean, what's funny though, when you get off like the docking area you're in is pretty much like every docking station you guys have been to like this entire time. It's this weird sameness kind of feeling that, you know, no matter where you are, it feels like you could be anywhere when you're in a docking bay like this. But funny enough, your mall analogy was pretty accurate. Because when you walk out into the main area, and the areas are separate, so you guys walk out, Raoul's on the other side. When you walk out of that, you see it's this huge, it's very clean. For being what you described as a band van, it is very clean in here.
Okay.
But it is set up like you are clearly in a shopping district, for lack of a better term, on this ship. Kind of like Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, promenade.
In a way. Yeah, you're in the promenade area. And Raoul comes out, and he's just looking over at you guys because there's no space between you. What do you guys want to say to Raoul?
I mean, I want to ask him if this is like where he lives. Like, do you live here? What is this place?
Most of the time, yeah.
Do you own it?
Yeah.
What? You own the ship?
Yeah, this is ours.
Wow.
How many people live here?
A couple thousand, I think. But that's just the workers. That's not the band.
Mm-hmm. How many members are in your band?
It's hard to keep track of sometimes. Some people come and they go.
But they all stay here.
When they're here, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
What kind of venues do you play that you guys can afford this?
A lot.
Are you in this?
Well, that's what we had the shopping district for. That's actually where most of the income comes from, is here.
Are you in the Space Rock Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
Dang.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Yes.
No, you're welcome.
Yes, I hope you had a wonderful week in Jump Space. Sorry if we slowed you down, but thank you for those Thunder Haulers. They were delightful.
The boost was lovely.
Yeah, they increased you guys to a jump 4.
Jeez.
For the jump. Wow. So,
but they had to close the blinds. It was very streaky outside the window.
But we do need to install this jump drive.
I'll get some people to do that, so don't worry there.
Perfect.
Wow, how can we ever repay you?
You don't have to.
You are the most gracious host I think I've ever had.
Sounds a little too good to be true, Raw.
It's not. It's fine.
Is he blushing?
Oh, he's blushing.
He's blushing a little bit.
He's blushing. I'm blushing.
He totally is.
Oh my God, I love him.
We're just giggling. Is there a food court?
Yeah, like where can we put our feet up?
There's a couple bars. Yeah, I mean, we have options, so.
Can we see the cockpit? Can I see the cockpit?
The bridge? No, bridge? Not right now. You can in a little bit, though.
In a little bit, okay.
Come have a drink with us.
Sure.
We haven't seen you in a week.
We haven't seen him in like a month.
I was like,
we haven't seen you in a month.
I'm going to ask, Rami with us? I'm going to ask him if he's familiar with the Skyhammer. Is this a known sort of, I know it's a ship, but it's also kind of like a port.
I knew the name of it, yeah. I didn't know it was this big. I mean, I heard people would buy like shirts and hats from here and stuff like that, but
there's merch.
Oh, like Bucky's.
There's Skyhammer merch. Yes.
Well, it's
they have the Diplo shirts.
Yeah. Yes, they have Diplo shirts. Can we get some Skyhammer merch before we get to the bar?
Well, it's not necessarily just Skyhammer merch. It's also band merch.
Oh,
Skyhammer is not the name of the band. That's just the name of the ship.
The name of the band?
Well, I want
what is the name
ship merch and band merch.
Yeah, you can get both. The name of the band is the Proto Men. So yeah, you guys can go get a drink with Raoul. That's no problem whatsoever. He catches up with you guys. I'm sure you fill him in on Zombie Apocalypse Planet.
Do you want to show him your picture?
Sure. Of the biotech canister. And I don't think I had time to run too many tests on any of the samples.
Yeah, they're processing.
But I would have, once we left Jump Space, I would have sent a message to William back on Ariasen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, when you came out of Jump Space, it's sent, so you're just waiting for the response.
Just so that he knows we have samples now, if that's something that, I don't know if we can ship things, but this would be the place if we needed to.
Presumably
we can
transfer the data.
We could analyze it and transfer it.
Yeah, you can extrapolate the data from there.
Good stuff.
So yeah, you guys do your catching up and everything, and then...
I gloat about my basically winning the shooting contest with Vasquez, and
basically
punching...
Did you just say basically winning?
Basically winning, and I punched a fly out of the sky, a giant mutant fly.
Yeah, you sure did.
Think at some point, Astrid snuck into the lab and took selfies with the fly.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Oh, I show him the selfies.
Yeah.
I punched that.
He's impressed. He's very impressed by that. Fortunately for you, you can tell Vasquez is not jealous. So
yes, well, that's good.
So.
Well, me and Vasquez are best friends.
Yes. So, so that conversation happens. And then he's like, well, since you've had a few drinks in you now, it's like, I guess it's as good a time as any to give you a tour of the non-commercial aspects of the Skyhammer.
The real Skyhammer.
And as he gets up, as you guys leave this restaurant, you hear, strike that. We're going to dial it back a bit. Raoul, as you guys are eating, tells you guys, well, while you guys were there too, you guys probably didn't know this happened yet, but there are some weird tensions kind of going on in the air right now. Something's happening, because when you mentioned the biotech thing, something's happening with that, because this is happening on more than just that moon you were on.
Do we know how far-reaching biotech industries is?
I mean, they're galactic, they're galaxy-wide.
And these issues are... are they all consistent like this, where the whole area is?
Most of them are. Sometimes it's just a city. Sometimes it's the whole, if it's a not super built up planet, it's technically the whole planet at that point. But
how many recorded cases do you have?
Stopped counting after the 25th one came in.
Okay. How quickly does it take over?
Varies. A few days sometimes before it's complete.
Wow.
Is there a chance this is happening intentionally?
Clearly. It's definitely happening intentionally. I've called some other people, though, to come here, too, so they should be arriving soon, hopefully, because I feel like...
Let me rephrase. Do we think biotech is intentionally doing this?
The news is staying wishy-washy on it, but I'm feeling like it's definitely biotech is doing this on purpose.
Gotcha. Do these areas have anything in common?
No, not really. They're just random. There. Yeah, it just seems like they're just picking random places and just throwing something down to turn people into monsters and zombies, and not entirely sure why.
Is there some connection between the Crimson Syndicate, or why else would they have taken down the mercenary ship when we found the biotech orca that we now have?
That's a good question.
There's some connection there. We need to get to that Cary Fineheld. He's the only lead we have.
Well, you guys have a faster drive, so it shouldn't be too hard for you to get there now.
I'd very much like to get my hands on some biotech equipment and see if I can probe around and find out any of their files on this stuff.
We don't have any here, but I'm sure with the way things are going right now, won't be that hard to find it in the future. Awesome.
Does there appear to be any kind of pattern of where the infected areas are? Or, is there a trail?
No trail. It seems to be pretty random where they're going, which would keep things off a trail. So, makes sense to do that way.
You know what they're after? What the goal is?
Nope.
Seems like a lot of money and time invested into something that doesn't...
Well, I'm sure
seem to help them.
Something will be said about it soon, I'm sure. But enough with the sad news for the moment. Let's distract ourselves a little bit. Kaelin, I think you've earned a chance to look at the bridge of the ship.
That would be excellent.
So you guys don't pay for this meal.
I was going to ask us, because he's an owner, you just walk away.
No, but yeah. We leave a generous tip.
You do this, yeah. He still leaves a tip, though. But you don't pay for the actual meal itself. And as you get up to leave, you're heading back out there. And because you're still in this promenade area, another airlock opens up. And three familiar people to you guys come out of there.
Space Police.
It is.
I was going to say, is it the Space Police?
Space Police.
Michael.
Oren.
And then.
Wave.
George.
Grayson.
Yeah.
Grayson.
Grace.
Got the G right.
Yeah.
You want to try that again and I'll cut that bad one out?
Grayson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Grayson!
All right, I'll figure out how to edit that later. he looks over and sees you guys with Raoul, and he's like, hey, guys, Raoul, what was the... You called us all up here. What's going on? And Raoul looks at him and is like, I just want to get the people that I knew I could trust here, and... There's still more to come, but you guys are kind of the main ones at the moment. So you already know what's going on because you were the one that kind of hinted me off on what was happening here. So
I want to side eye towards Vasquez to see how she's reacting to being around the Space Police.
She seems pretty indifferent to it.
Okay.
Because she...
Did she greet them
at all? Yeah, she says hi. Okay. They recognize her and they say, oh, yeah, Vasquez, nice new arm.
Ah, so that relationship predates the arm. Got it.
as you guys, so because this is set up like a food court kind of indoor mall kind of thing, there's TVs and stuff playing pre-recorded things because for jumps travel and stuff like that, it just makes more sense. When suddenly the screens start to kind of flicker and get kind of wavy, and then they get real staticky. Even though they're flat screens, and flat screens don't do that.
Was this on the bridge? Or?
No, everywhere.
Bridge. You're still in the promenade. Yeah, it's all these TVs.
It's happening everywhere, okay.
And you see a man, the screen goes black, then it comes back. And there is a man standing in front of a big old screen wearing a very nice suit. You guys do not recognize him at all. Well, actually, I take it back. Everyone make intelligence checks, please.
Is it the ghosty guy?
Ghosty guy.
What's his name?
Aurelius?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, we would have recognized him if he was if it was Aurelius.
What are we rolling for?
Intelligence. Okay.
11.
Yeah.
5.
7.
8.
Everyone actually is going to pass this roll. So you actually got a bonus because you're a science man.
Cool.
You do recognize this person. He is the person that, as far as you all were aware, is the CEO of Biotech Innovations.
Oh, no.
So his name is William Sinclair. And then, of course, even if you didn't know who he was, he proceeds to say, "Greetings. I'm William Sinclair. Today, we stand on the precipice of destiny. In the face of unfathomable odds and the darkest of perils, I stand before you as a beacon of hope. We're not defined by our boundaries. And as you know, all these attacks have been going on. Word has gotten out that yes, it is indeed biotech innovations causing all of this widespread havoc and chaos. In an attempt to find the strongest willed among you, strongest of body, strongest of mind." And you can hear Raoul in the background saying, like, "We need to record all of this."
Yeah.
We got our course. And this guy just goes on and on. He has just got some megalomaniacal ranting going on that I'm not going to...
Hunger Games bullshit.
Right? Yeah. That's exactly the vibe I got.
He's just going on for like 5 minutes. Then finally says, "Soon we will have complete galactic saturation. See you soon." And the screen just boop.
Ooh. Pause.
And then it comes back to the normal television.
So, Raoul, where do we find that guy?
Fuck, I don't know.
Did I notice anything in the background while I was watching?
It was just a screen with his logo on it.
Well, at least they've abandoned all subtleties.
Yeah.
I wanna ask, when he says that he wants to find the strongest among us, are they trying to find people who can fight whatever it is that they're doing?
Could be.
Oh,
it's too cryptic.
Yeah.
Or it could be trying to find people to that can survive the mutations and not lose control and turn into big 9-foot-tall shirtless graymen with glistening abs.
We need to protect Vasquez from being mutated.
Oh, sure.
We need to protect Rami from being mutated.
Yes.
We're talking about glistening abs.
That's true.
Clearly, he's the target.
I mean, this is a galactic threat.
All right, we got to find that guy.
I agree with that plan completely. We'll do some formulating. I'm going to talk to the rest of the crew. Hold off on that bridge tour for a little bit here. Let me get some gears in motion, and then I'll have a plan for you soon, hopefully, on where to go. Though probably finding this carry guy that you guys have been looking for is probably going to be your best bet. So, okay. But I'll go ahead and get my guys on everything here. So don't worry about anything right now. But I'll be back with you guys soon. And then Raoul heads off.